producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Boy, some politicians on the war path, Hillary Clinton on the excuse path. Boy, it is easy to take a swing at her, isn't it? It really is, at least with words anyway. That's what I'm saying. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I'll tell you, Clinton really has said some interesting things the last couple of days. I think that her campaign is in high-oh-crap gear. We are really tanking. We need to do something. So they did the one thing where they sent Hard Choices, her book, to all the Republican candidates, which is actually pretty funny. I'm sure that who knows if it even reached them, and sent a personal letter. And now she's using the Kevin McCarthy gaffe, the White House, majority leader who could become the Speaker of the House, his gaffe over Benghazi. That's part of one of her campaign ads that just dropped. Also, Clinton is breaking with the Prez on trade. She's saying no to the Pacific trade deal, and not just there, in a couple of other areas as well. But as this is being kicked around, she's definitely parting company with him on that. So pretty interesting because, you know, she was in Obama's cabinet for a full term, but she's trying to distance herself, it seems like, from whatever the president's agenda is. So that's a couple of areas where she's breaking. Also Syria, what's happening in Syria. She was in Iowa, and she was talking in Iowa about a couple of these things. Syria is one of them, that Syria is a failure. She said, where we are today is that we have a failed program is where we are. The foreign policy, she's taking swings at that too. And she says that, you know, these 65,000 refugees need to be allowed into the United States. So I think this is, like I said, we better get out there with something completely different and start tossing it around if we're going to even be a factor in this upcoming election, because they lost so much leverage where Bernie Sanders is catching up to her in the polls. And why do you care? October 13th is the debate. Who knows? Joe Biden might be in the middle of this too. Over the weekend, he's apparently discussing with his family the real vote, the straw poll among them about whether he should run or not. Meanwhile, the Republicans sit back, they get ready for their next debate, and get ready to tee it up and continue to march in the direction that they're marching, Iowa, New Hampshire, the usual spaces and places where you go to get people interested in what you have to say. And Donald Trump is talking about the same things he's been talking about, whether it's immigration or taxes and rearranging the deck chairs. So we'll continue down that path here on the show. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know how to do that. You can always give me a jingle, 855-266-5283. Right at the top, let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Hillary will take the fifth when she goes before the...
you know what? It's going to be interesting to see if they keep trying to push that McCarthy thing. Like, well, hey, one of your own people, the majority leader, said this is one of your tricks and this is what you do, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. She won't take the fifth, but how hot under the collar will she become when she starts getting barraged with things that she doesn't want to hear. Will she just be able to be calm, or will she get really angry? And if she gets really angry, angry Hillary is not good.
Well, you got to remember something. This is a woman that appeared with Barack Obama after the Benghazi people were murdered by those insurgents and claimed that it was all due to a video that nobody saw.
Right.
And then she had the audacity to go before the survivors' families, I mean the deceased families, and tell them that we're going to get that guy that made that video for you that caused your son's death, when she knew at the time that the ambassador was tweeting out, we need help, we need help, we need help. And they got calls from the guys that sacrificed their lives to laser in on the drones that were circling above Benghazi at the time to bomb the insurgents, and that draws fire on them and got them killed. They were great heroes, great Americans, and they sacrificed themselves thinking that never would the United States of America not come to their aid, but they didn't, and they had the resources available. It was all part of Hillary's little game, and she didn't care. And the guns and stuff that was used was the same guns that the Obama administration smuggled into the insurgents to overthrow Gaddafi. And that was all cut and dried to begin with. And when Gaddafi's son tried to create a surrender pact, Hillary ignored it. That came out today.
Yeah, we've talked about it the other day.
There's all kinds of stuff that they're going to have on her. This woman should be indicted for the misappropriations that she's done with this office that she held. And also, the people that gave her all this money, the Saudis and so on to the Clinton criminal crime family, it's going to be Katie bar the door, because they're going to want their money back. And the Clintons, they're like the Sicilians. They love their children, but they love their money more, and they will not give the money back. So something's going to happen, baby. Somebody's going to have a hit put on them, I'm telling you.
That's the best line you've ever said. They're like the Sicilians. They love their children, but they love their money more. Oh, yeah, the Clinton Foundation is really messed up. The things where they were released about Bill Clinton.
One more thing, Dave. Okay, look. On this Barack Obama situation with him using Lynch to use the United Nations to usurp our power in this country, this is a sovereign nation. Anything Obama does is to hurt this country. It doesn't matter if it's a trade deal or sell out to Iran, give them nuclear weapons. They could use them on us. He don't care. I mean, this is a guy that hates America, and he's trying every way he can to destroy us. And every single thing he has touched in this country has gone bust, and it's all us that's paid for it. Talk about the stimulus. There was $1 trillion blowed out to the teachers' unions and the municipal workers' unions. That's all where the money went, except for some studies to see how monkeys survived on cocaine injections, you know, stuff like that. We all paid for that. That was our money. That was the first stimulus. And then there was the son of stimulus, which was even worse. And it's just a continued drip, drip, drip of any way they can to hurt us, Kate.
Yeah, I think with the money, you're right on about the money. There's just too much, Dan, that has been blown in the wrong directions. I agree with that. It was an interesting question. Are you nefariously thinking that Clinton is right on the coattails and trying to distance herself from him? I think so. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Swimming in my temptation, my blood, my wine. I'm having a whirlwind of a time. Confusion is mine, I own it. I can never get to you if I'm going.
All right, back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Couple of quick reminders. Don't forget we have our cheap movie review at the tail end of the week. If you go and catch a flick, send us a review of that movie, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. I saw The Martian. I say thumbs up to that. If you're a moviegoer, this is a good one. If you're not a moviegoer and you just like to watch it once they come out and pay a couple of bucks on the stream for Netflix or whatever, keep that in mind. It would be worth it. Whether you like space or not, it's just a good movie. And Matt Damon is great in the movie. So, yeah, it's one of the best ones I think I've seen this year. Also, a lot of people keep asking me, oh, where can I download the show if I miss the show? Go to GCNLive.com. They have all the info there. It's pretty easy. It's cake, boom, download it, and you can listen to it later in the day. Let's go out to the Grimster. This is like Baskin-Robbins, where you get the free double dip. Normally, we don't let that happen, but we're going to let Grim in. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate. I just love Dan. I tell you, he was good. And just for Dan out there, I'll add on, I bet you Bill's dragging out one of her orange pantsuits and stenciling him back, D.O.C.
That's good too. You guys are brutal. That's funny.
You know, he can't wait to get her out of the house.
The biggest mistake, though, is seriously, you have a foundation And a lot of people helped the foundation. Listen, Mitt Romney spoke at the foundation. He's helped the cause. A lot of Republicans have helped the Clintons with the foundation. But then you get too greedy and you want to take speeches in places where they're slaughtering people, but they're going to pay you $600,000 to speak, so you send a note to the State Department. You think it's okay if we go and speak there? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Dan, it's all about the money. Like,
it is all about the money.
And it's
yes.
our money. It, you know, most of it, you know, once they get the ball rolling, then they fund it with our money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the other thing. What they don't talk about, why I wanted to call, because I wanted to finish about the speaker. And this is what's really getting to me, and I'm going to be kind of light about it, is where are all these, because we know the House of Representatives is the strongest conservative group.
Uh-huh.
Because even the Senate, the Republican Senate, is, well, we can't even convince the conservatives down in the House. We've heard that here recently over, you know, funding. But where are all these strong candidates that are supposed to be stepping up running for speaker? Now that we've got Boehner going out, where are they?
Yeah, Daniel Webster, he's one of the guys that wants to run, and people are interested in him, but there's not anybody else that really stands out. It's going to be Kevin McCarthy. It's going to be the guy from California.
Yeah, but he's not considered a strong...
No, he's not considered a strong
when the
conservative.
When the liberal media jumps on him, that ought to be a sign.
That's
you know,
funny.
They're promoting them because, yeah, we got somebody to work with Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And this is what's really getting me. Sessions, where's he? I was looking seriously for a song to play in the background from the disco era. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the
boat. Well, you just answered your own question. It doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. The idea is to get elected, and the people around them want to get them elected, and we live in this kind of crazy land of, not kind of political correctness. The political correctness that you just said, don't rock the boat, so you don't say certain things, but then you don't have a backbone because you're stepping over minefields because you don't know what you're saying, and the people around you are spinning anything that's coming out anyway, and that means you're not getting the authenticity that we really... Yeah, we're craving that.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the whole point, too. Everybody better remember this with what they consider conservatives next time election. I say we need to elect somebody new every time. Whatever
yeah, so
the office
yeah.
is.
Meaning no matter even if you're president, you can't double dip.
Even if you're good at your job, bye.
Yeah. I think they should have term limits, certainly, in Congress, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's an excuse to say, oh, we can't get everything through, so then you've got people that have been on the Hill forever for decades, and maybe they've done some good things and some brutal things and haven't paid attention in other cases. But it's better. I think term limits would be better. We'd be better off.
Oh, most definitely. That's a start in the right direction.
Because if you and I know, it's like anything. If you're running for something and we know, hey, you've got 4 years and that's it, or you have X, Y, Z, then that's it. We go to Washington and we know whatever we want to do, this is my passion, this is why I put other things on hold, then I've got those years and that's it.
Well, I heard a Republican, too, now, that was being interviewed on NBC Sunday show, and she was talking, I think it was Chuck, she was talking to him about the fact that since 1950 up to 1980, 80% of the wealth earners was the lower class Americans. Now, since the 80s, it's the upper. And that's the problem. It's getting thinner and thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
And what needs to happen is all this money needs to go back to rebuild America, make it strong, to get out of debt, because if you have the 80% paying in taxes, you got a stronger government as well.
Yeah.
Because there's more of us.
Right, right.
I don't know.
It's lopsided. The equation is lopsided, absolutely.
And I just, for the life of me, can't see why we can't get a strong backbone conservative as speaker in there. We really need one just in case. That's my worry, just in case, with all this that's going on with Russia and China and because it'd be too late, you know, we'd be overrun.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. We don't want to be overrun. You're right. Either way, that's certainly what you want. Again, we keep saying the same thing. You want somebody with a backbone, for sure. Grim, thanks for the call. And, you know, obviously, it's like if you're really super liberal, what do you want representation-wise? You want somebody that represents that interest. You want, you know, there's lots of people that are extremely, I'll call them liberal. I hate labels, but for lack of a better way to describe it, they don't like the way they're represented. So guess what? Then they look for the person who represents them better. By the way, so I can clear this up, Dan, you know, was talking about taxpayer money that's being wasted. $12 billion. They always come out with this list of the money that's been wasted and what it's been wasted on, and this is where the PETA people really go crazy, the pointless animal experiments that are done. And there was something that came out about the crazy amount of money that was spent on hooking monkeys on cocaine, and that was money. You know, Tom Coburn used to be famous for this when he would release this and put it out and talk about where the money was really going, and is this where we needed to spend money? Hooking monkeys on coke falls into an egregious category. I would say anybody could agree with that. I don't care what you call yourself, because that's a silly amount of money to spend on doing it. I don't care if it's, you know, $30,000, but you're spending over $100,000+, and you're doing that. I don't get it. I don't. I understand some of the things that we have to spend money on, but I don't understand that we're spending money on that. And of course, this would be one of the few times I would agree with some of the crazy things that PETA goes way off the charts with some of what they do. But I would agree with, they're not on board with that either. And I totally agree with the problem. And what are we learning and how is that implemented anyway? And that's the problem. And nobody can really tell you that. And there's other ways to spend the money that they're collecting on the, you know, on the hill, I'll call it that. It's like a collection plate. Where is that money going? I don't know. All right, coming up on America Tonight, stay with us because we're going to do that number thing. We Can Count, and there's a lot of numbers that we're counting lately. So We Can Count coming up. And then we're going to lighten the load a little bit, some news you can abuse, where we talk about some of the funnier things that are happening. There actually is some funny things happening in the world, believe it or not. So you don't want to miss that. Stay with us. I'm jumping the fence. Jump with me.
I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Howdy folks, pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's time for the numbers thing that we do that I love so much. And, of course, We Can Count provides us with some interesting areas that we can talk about, including the fact that the Yankees, I think, might be a little bit shocked. They were eliminated. How about the Astros? It's one of those moments. They silenced the Yankee crowd because the game was in New York, and I mean, the Yankees had such an interesting season. Yeah, you have to say that. It was a sellout crowd. There was more than 50,000 people. And in the end, the Astros came up big with a 3-1 win. You had a pitcher who was pitching on just a couple days rest, but he pitched his guts out, is the best way to say it. And the Astros put themselves in the playoffs after kind of a wild season where they were up and then they were all the way down again. And for the Yankees, this is absolutely not what they were expecting, especially because they had that home advantage. And it just goes to show you this is why you have to play. And by the way, it wasn't 3-1. It was 3-0. It was a shutout, so 3-0. I watched a few little pieces of that game, and the Astros did what they had to do, period, end of story. And that was the big big difference, obviously. All right, let's move on to some more numbers, shall we? How about the numbers of times that we have talked about Joe Biden and whether or not he's going to run? Well, the VP is having a family conversation this weekend, and he's revealed that, told people to keep asking him, and they're going to discuss the 2016 presidential run. He's meeting with his family, his big family, extended family, his wife, of course. And, you know, this is following what happened with his son, sad story, 46-year-old Beau Biden, who was pushing his father to run in 2016, I guess before he died, after a struggle with brain cancer. So, you know, I think he's wrestling with the idea of running or not. But these details were leaked on purpose, so I know a lot of people don't think it's going to happen. I believe he might just throw in. He might surprise a few people. Biden is third out of seven Democratic White House hopefuls with an 18.9%, you know, possibility. This is according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, which I like the average of polls. So he's not for nothing. He's certainly gaining some attention. And, there are people that really, really want to see Joe Biden run. I mean, this would, I would assume, if he was going to do it, this is it. I mean, he can't, how many years later is he going to try to run again? I don't think we're going to see that. So if this is the time, then it's going to be, let's just put it this way, it's just going to be now. That's, you know, that's it. All right, here's another one. This is not good. South Carolina, the coast is bracing for yet another round of flooding. You've heard me talk about it. I think there's some of the most stunning pictures I've ever seen, stunningly scary pictures I've ever seen coming out of a flood zone. But along the coastline, it's a possibility of more flooding, of course, because the rivers are swollen from days of the rain. I mean, 20 inches of rain over the weekend. And in the Columbia area, it's been just awful, where about 1,000 people near the Beaver Dam had to evacuate on Wednesday morning. Crews were working overnight. A sinkhole formed not too far away, pumping water out of the pond to relieve the pressure on the dam. But they're saying, really, it can breach at any time. And I'll say it again, I have never seen anything like these pictures. Never. You know, they talk about one area in Conway, 5 feet above flood stage. And this is pretty much the story all over the place. And it's scary, I'm sure, for the people, but you've got to get out of there because the rescues, they can only do so much, and you have rescue crews. That's the other thing you see. I've never seen so many rescue crews either. And of course we've seen terrible flooding in this country, but wow. And then the power grid, power goes out, and then they're talking about they have to boil their water before drinking and cooking for what they say is quite some time. It's just that bad. I really feel for all of you listening in South Carolina. We have listeners in South Carolina. In fact, we have people listening in Columbia, and let us know if we can do anything. And we could always go through the Red Cross and whatnot and send whatever we can. But I know it's awful. That's where you need food and shelter and clothes or blankets. And that's pretty much what's happening. So Bill Cosby, the saga of Bill Cosby continues. Now a model is suing Bill Cosby over something that happened in 2008. I mean, the age range just doesn't stop. It's Chloe Goines who filed a suit in Los Angeles seeking punitive damages for a whole bunch of different things that she says she's endured since she was sexually assaulted. And she's accusing Bill Cosby of drugging her at the Playboy Mansion. So how much money and what the details are, you know, we don't know. And now there's this big Dateline that's coming out where there's massive interviews with the women for over the decades who have, say they have been, have accused Cosby of assault. I mean, the lawsuit, there's like 40 women now of some sort of sexual misconduct. It's crazy that, you know, first it was a few, and then you get to this other number, and I said this the other night, it's just where there's smoke, there's fire. There is definitely fire here because there's absolutely no way you get that kind of a number. There's just no way. Unless there's something going on and it's the victims you feel sorry for. And then you think, gosh, if somebody had said something, could you shut this whole thing down before you had these other women that were assaulted? And that's the brutal, I think, part of this that's not being talked about. But he was powerful and nobody was listening to what some of the women were claiming. The ones that did try to come forward were shut down like almost immediately. And they had no chance. No chance. All right, let's move on to some other numbers that we can squeeze in here, including this one. How about this crazy story about a man calling 911 to complain that his girlfriend would not have sex with him? Are you kidding me? When there are people that desperately need to get through to 911, here's the thing. Do they realize you're going to get busted for this? And this was in South Carolina with everything else that's going there. It's Spartanburg where it happened. And Patrick Doggett called 911 because his girlfriend would not give him sex, is what he said. He was drinking all day. They didn't know where he was. And he was outside his house drinking when the police showed up. Because guess what? Now you can't mess with 911. They arrested him. And this is a warning to everybody else thinking, I think it'll, you know, remember there was the woman that couldn't get her hamburgers from McDonald's or wanted them to deliver them to her. There was another woman that wanted some crazy cockamamie thing. And there's, of course, all kinds of stories. So just add that to the pile of you have to be kidding me of all the drunk dialing calls you could make. That is one, brother, you do not want to make because they don't mess with you anymore. They don't joke around about this kind of stuff. Here's one for you. I saw this. Somebody sent me a link to this. They're talking about a $1 billion ghost city in New Mexico with enough room for 35,000 people. So it's Pegasus Global Holdings is building, and this is what it is, they're building a full-scale model of an American town in the New Mexico desert. They plan to open up the town named Site to researchers experimenting in the fields of transportation, construction, communication, and because no one's going to live there, they can test their experiments without any threat to people. But it's costing $1 billion. I mean, it's going to be a town that's really set up. And this, so they're purposely building a ghost town. Can you imagine? And they say that's what it's going to cost, 15-square-mile town. It's going to begin the construction in the next month or two, and it's going to open in 2018, and it's going to be a big enough town the size for, as I mentioned, 35,000 people with a business district downtown, surrounded by suburbs, but no one will ever live there. See, they say that they'll have the opportunity to test driverless cars, natural disaster-proof homes in a human-free and practically risk-free environment. It just sounds so cockamamie, doesn't it? I saw the drawings for it. I mean, it's full scale. They're not kidding when they say $1 billion. The only thing you won't have is people, which is so crazy. You know, people probably would love to live there, but they'll never live there. We'll have this great, gorgeous city, but the people will never live in the city. $1 billion to do it. But then when you look at cars that are driverless and things that you could do in the town, it does make it that much more interesting for futuristic technological advancements, where you couldn't risk having people there. So I guess they had the money to do that. And I want to see what some of the other things are, the experiments that they come up with. All right, once again, that's another version of We Can Count. I still think the funniest thing is, and I can't get over it, is what do you think of this $1 billion town that nobody is going to live in? Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Was I just Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Getty. All right, this is the kicker part of this Hour of America tonight. Spread the word. Tell your friends to listen to the show or download us at GCNLive.com. You know what the cool thing is about this show? We don't cut you off like a freight train. Boom! I was listening to a bunch of shows, actually some of my friend's shows, and they criticized me saying, oh, you need to tighten that up, less conversation. And I say, listen, this is third shift, baby. We reserve the right to have more of a fluid conversation if we want to. So I don't care if left of left, and I mean that. Don't be afraid to step up. I hate labels anyway. Left of left, in between, confused, whatever you are. Right of right, call the show. 855-266-5283. This is a segment that I like to call News You Can Abuse. So in other words, weird, crazy, quirky, sometimes insane kind of stuff. Sometimes not necessarily insane, but weird things. How's that? Weird stuff. I've had a bunch of weird stuff and made me think of, I mean, just odd things. odd, strange kinds of things. And I thought it would be fun to revive that. So away we go with the odd, crazy news. And one of the things that I happened to trip on today was this, that we've got flocks of sheep overtaking London's Savile Road, and they don't like it. Because you got to think, this is the Brits with their noses held high, I'll say. For those of you listening to me in England, please don't take it as an insult. I mean, it's just a description. But it is what it is. I've been there. You got top tailors, you got, you know, the whole thing. But traffic was stopped because horned sheep were brought in to help mark the start of Britain's Wool Week. It runs in the next, you know, through the next couple of days. So if you know that, what's the big deal? And actually, they're so cute. These, I never thought of sheep as cute, but I got to say, looking at the flock of sheep, they are pretty cute. And you think of the old streets of where we're talking about, and it's a great selfie photo op. I'm sure there were some people that got down at the same level of the sheep and tried to take some of those photos. And since you know that they do it anyway, why complain? There were people complaining. And they tell everyone ahead of time. I mean, they do, right? This is so sad about this eagle, since we're on a little pet thing here or animal thing. Ozzie the eagle died after a live stream thing in Florida. So let me explain that. Ozzie was critically wounded a couple of weeks ago in a battle with a rival. In other words, somebody who was stalking the nest. Because you got mating season that's approaching. So, unfortunately, it was all too much. He died Tuesday of cardiac arrest. Bald eagles mate for life. And eagle watchers saw Ozzie, they call them Ozzie and Harriet, together for more than 20 years. They raised their children in the past three seasons before more than 16 million viewers on what they call the Southwest Florida Eagle Cam on a Fort Myers ranch where they ended up living in 2006. So they say it's so sad. Ozzie touched so many people. Just collapse of septic shock from his wounds after the aerial attack on him. He had two surgeries. They gave him fluids, antibiotics, anything they could to resuscitate him, and then he died. You know how many condolences were posted? This is an eagle. 3,822. They think Ozzie was in his 30s. So it is the upper end of the expected lifespan. But you know what's going to be weird is if Ozzie and Harriet were together for all that time, what happens to Harriet? You know, a lot of times with other creatures, they don't last very long when their mate dies because they die of a broken heart, or so I've been told. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. They die of a broken heart because they're, you know, they mate for life. And so then once the partner's gone, that's, you know, that's it. Okay, here's another one for you. I'm going to stick on the animal thing. Imagine this. You're going through a game reserve in your car, snapping selfies and all kinds of things. You're so excited. You're seeing all kinds of creatures. And I've been there. I described this fossil room experience. Of course, there's no lions there. You know, sometimes people feel like lions are just big cats because they see people petting them. I know, it's crazy. Some people have them as pets. But imagine if you're in your car and all of a sudden you see a lion just tackling an antelope. And, I mean, they're going at it like it's true fighting right in front of your face, inches from your car. That would be a shocker. Two lions brought down an antelope just in front of a couple of Ford Fusions. And I would say I'd be a little freaked out by that. I'd just be a little freaked out. All right, so let's go out to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Pretty good. Long time no talk, Kate.
Yes, how's Alaska?
Well, the falls are beautiful here, man. You got to come up here sometime and check it out. I mean, the Kasilof River is just so bountiful, and it gives us, like, salmon every year, and we're very grateful to live here.
I love it, the Kasilof. Cool.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. And I love it.
Well, I didn't call to give you my turkey recipe this time.
Why'd you call? You didn't call to give the turkey recipe. What do you want to throw in on here?
Well, you know that Obama's attorney general has passed, like, this global police force thing, and I think this is a serious shout-out because they're saying that they can bring in global police into the United States, you know, like from other countries to fight whatever they deem as, like, extremism or whatever. This is a serious threat to our sovereignty.
Yeah, you're talking about Loretta Lynch, and yeah, there are a lot of people that are upset. You obviously probably looked at Alex Jones's site and listened to GCN. I know a lot of people are talking about it.
Well, it's not only on Alex Jones now. I mean, this isn't something that's a conspiracy. This is something that Obama's attorney general did. This isn't a conspiracy. I mean, it's something that's happening. It's not a conspiracy, Kate.
Well, I agree. It's something to watch for sure. You're no kidding. And this is the reason why so many people are turned up about this. Absolutely, Jeremy. And we've seen this before with the attorney generals where you have the unchecked balances here. And absolutely.
Yeah. And then we're seeing all these globalist concerts, too. Like globalist this, New World Order that. You know those globalist concerts they were having in New York and all that crap. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. The band is playing us out. Jeremy, thank you for the call in Alaska. Remember, you can send me your thoughts. And a couple people chime in about Lynch. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.